Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Thank you so much, Peter. Good. Well, Esther, I wonder whether you could put that first slide up for us, please. With some pictures, if we've got it. Yes. What happens when you get baptized? What happens when you get baptized? Well, on one level, it depends where you are. You might end up in a large metal bowl with three candles if you're in Eastern Europe. And I'm hoping that baby on the top left plays Nana Kojo on side this morning. Maybe like this little girl in Cambodia, you wanted to make it happen then and there. You heard about the message of Jesus. You said, I want to get baptized now. We're going to get the play pool in the bathroom, and I'm going to get baptized right now. Perhaps you're in Mozambique, and the walk down to the lake is super muddy. So if you're going to get dunked, you've got to make sure you don't wipe out on the way down. What about in prison? That is prison. Bottom there. You can get baptized in prison. And wells are good for baptism too, like that one in India. And in Ethiopia, that's top right over there, they sometimes baptize their babies in cave churches high up in the rocks. A mountaintop experience, you might say, as long as you don't fall off the ladders on the way up. Now, do you see what I've done there? Aren't you so grateful that you are getting baptized in the warm simplicity of a preheated indoor pool? Beautifully set up by Ben Cook. Thank you, Ben, and the team. At sea level as well. Well, listen, there are many different traditions of baptism out there. But the most important thing about baptism is not those traditions. It is the relationship with God that baptism signifies. The answer to the much more important question, what happens when you become a Christian? What happens when you become a Christian? And I'd love to share a few thoughts from those verses in Colossians on that subject. First of all, Paul says, it's a time of thanks. It's a time of thanks when we learn of the faith of others. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3, he says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. It's a time of thanks. Perhaps you remember the moment at the end of term. When the lovely year five teacher was leaving. And the head gave her a bunch of flowers to say thank you. Well, when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter, he started to think about the believers in Colossae, and he wanted to get the flowers out too. He wanted to say thank you. You see, a few years earlier, there were no Christians in the city of Colossae. Paul was in nearby Ephesus, where he was getting a church started. But he had a friend called Epaphras. And Epaphras had probably learned the gospel from Paul. And Epaphras was either from Colossae or he went there. And he had given the message of Jesus to the Colossians. And now Epaphras sent a message back saying there were Christians in that city. And those Christians were full of faith in Jesus. And they love one another. And actually, we're told they're full of love for other Christians they've never met as well. And so it's time for flowers. But who are the flowers for? Well, they're not for the Colossians, although I'm sure Paul would also thank them. He is thanking God. Paul is so thankful to God. Because he believes God has made all of this happen. God was the one who brought about the faith and love of the Colossians. They could have chosen any number of different directions in life. There was a paganism around, mixed in with some Jewish traditions, lots of options in the culture around them. But the message of the gospel, like a seed, had landed in the soil of Colossae, and God had made it grow. And so I want to say to you guys this morning, I am grateful to the Lord. We are grateful to the Lord for you. Rand and Becky and your family, it's been wonderful to see how the Lord has been working amongst you in these past few years, and particularly the way your kids love Jesus and share him with others. I've really personally enjoyed spending time with you. And Edna, I want to say to you, I'm so grateful for your faithful commitment with your family, making church a priority with your kids. And Eliana, we love your progress in faith. We particularly enjoy being led in worship, all your moves, and your wonderful prayers. And Callum, Chloe, and Debbie, I regularly hear news from the Sunday afternoon Bible cafe that you've been part of, and how you've been opening the Bible together. You've discovered the Lord in its pages. And the world has offered you guys a whole load of endless different options, but you have chosen to follow Christ. And that, frankly, in 21st century Britain, is a miracle. And so today we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the faith you have given to all of these people. Not that it is a surprise to the Lord. Did you notice, guys, you are actually mentioned? In fact, if you're a Christian here, you are mentioned in the book of Colossians. Do you know that? It says, in this verse 6, in the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it. Paul has already recognized the gospel is going to go out from Colossae, go out from Jerusalem, all the way through the world. There was a great moment in the early church. Things were getting quite difficult. The authorities were trying to stop the apostles preaching the gospel in public places. And there was a wise Jewish leader called Gamaliel who stood up and said to the Jewish leaders, look, I wouldn't go after these guys. Because if it's not for real, it's going to fizzle out anyway. But if it's from God, you're not going to make any difference. Because you're going to find yourself fighting God. Well, God was in it. God has been in it for 2,000 years. Look at that picture. He's been in it for 2,000 years all across the globe. And here we are, the gospel today is still bearing fruit. And it's reached me and it's reached you. It's an amazing moment. And by the way, this is a great moment to say, if you don't know Jesus yet, but you want in on this great gospel, this great news, I would love to talk to you about it. I'd love to pray with you. But it's not something you're going to do on your own. You need the Lord. And so perhaps you want to pray with me at the end or grab someone in the prayer ministry. It's going to be happening over here to pray about that. So we thank the Lord. That's the first thing we do. And secondly, we pray for more. More briefly, we pray for more. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. We pray that the Lord would grow you further. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. You know, when you get to the airport and you're trying to remember, am I here for departures or arrivals? Don't want to get the wrong floor. Well, baptism is like an arrivals and departures lounge all rolled into one great spiritual encounter. In baptism, you have arrived. You are Jesus's now. You are his. It's done. You're safe. Your eternity is secure. But also, this isn't the end. In fact, it's just the beginning of a journey, a lifetime of walking with the Lord. And to keep going in the Christian life, you need to keep growing in the Christian life. And that's why, by the way, these cut flowers are not a particularly good picture for the second part of what I want to say. Because I'm going to stick them in some water, they'll be okay for a couple of days, and then the memory will have faded, and I'll chuck them away. Baptism is not like that. The buzz of today may evaporate after a couple of days, but you're in it for the long haul. You're in it to be like an oak tree growing and rooted in the Lord. So what are you going to pray for? Well, Paul says you need to pray for the knowledge of God's will. Now that Jesus is Lord, you've got to understand how to live his way. Second, Paul prays for the Colossians that they would live in a way that pleases God. And you need to develop that love for him, that you want to go his way. Third, Paul prays for strength to live it out. You've started supernaturally. You're going to need supernatural sustaining as well. And then finally, Paul prays for thankfulness. I want you to imagine God's grace hangs like a picture in the house of your life. And every day you're going to walk past that picture, but it's a masterpiece. And every time you look at it, you're going to see something new, something special. Oh, wow, I never noticed that. Isn't that wonderful? And that will overflow in thankfulness to him. And I want to say to you, candidates, from us as a church, that we will do our best to be a place where all of those things will happen. We too are here to grow in our spiritual understanding. We're a community trying to please the Lord as far as we can. We're a community looking to him for strength. We want you to join us in that. And we pray that we are growing in gratitude as we do so. So we pray for more. Well, that's enough from me and from the book of Colossians for now. We're going to do just that now. We're going to be led in prayer. Simon Smith is going to lead us before we then come to the baptisms.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.